Greg's on the phone. He's in Essex. Hi, Greg.
Hiya. Well, they say they've just put 20,000 tonnes of salt down on the roads, most of which are going in the ditches, which go down to the water table. I'm just wondering, how long is it going to be before, in a drought, we're not going to be able to drink water from in the ground because it's all going to be brackish?
That's a very good question, Greg. Yes, all the salt is going to go down into the water table eventually. It's dissolving water. It's going to run down where water is. It's either going to run down the streams and down into rivers and out into the ocean when it's not going to make any, much difference. But the stuff which goes into the water table will make some difference. Locally, it could be an issue. I expect in the when you've been putting a lot of salt down, that it's probably going to have a significant effect on the degree of saltiness in the ditches down the side of the road, but overall it's probably not going to be very big of an effect, just because how big the UK is. 1 millimetre of rain over a square kilometre is equivalent of 1,000 tonnes of water falling on it. The UK is 240,000 square kilometres, so just 1 millimetre of rain, less than a 20th of an inch, is going to be equivalent of 240 million tonnes of water.
Although, to be honest, that's not all falling evenly and uniformly like that. So there could be some areas that could end up with local salt build-up, but it's trivial, really, in the grand scheme of things.
But I think over any significant area, there's going to be enough rain that's going to dilute it down to a point where it's not going to be a problem to drink.
Thank you, Dave. That's reassuring, isn't it?